ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्तदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुः सुराः सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः First of all, thanks for inviting me for this Chinmaya Amrit Yatra being conducted at various centers in western region of North America. Started from January first week, and now it has come being celebrated every week by one center. And now it has come to Bakersfield and few more centers before end of March 15. And from there, it will move on to the next zone of centers. So we are trying to cover close to 49-50 centers in one whole year. Every week in one center. This year, chapter 15 has been taken to be chanted and to be reflected on by all centers, and also on May 9th of this year, we are going to have a global chanting of chapter 15 by maximum number of people to get ourselves recorded as largest chanting of Bhagavad Gita in Guinness World of Records. Online chanting only. So all of you are welcome to register for that. And I'm sure your Balvihar coordinators are also doing it, as well as you can put it in your website and announce where to register. This will be very important for we are to tell maximum number of people to do that. All right. So incidentally, we have taken that as our discussion for this 2 days. Yesterday, I think it was up to 9th verse, it has been covered by Brahmachari Sandhyaji. So I will start from the 10th. This particular chapter has been chosen by our Gurudev as to be chanted every day before every meal, at least not breakfast, at least lunch and dinner. When we are there in the ashram studying, we do chant this before lunch and dinner. And it can be practiced that way because this chapter has got very important idea of where Bhagavan is. We all think God is somewhere up in the heaven or in the temple or some Vishnu Loka or Shiva Loka somewhere. Bhagavan says, I am in everything. So we must understand the Ishvara Tattva and Brahma Tattva. When we are living in this world, interacting with people and beings and objects, we cannot but will develop raga dvesh, likes and dislikes. And this raga dvesha, likes and dislikes, is what makes us get very excited when we meet things which we like, get very disturbed when we meet or experience things we don't like. And that is what is called samsara. In the Panchadashi, it is said, there are two kinds of srishtis, Ishvara srishti and Jiva srishti. Ishvara srishti is all that you experience as the world, including the mountains and rivers and trees and plants and animals and beings, everything. The whole cosmos is Ishvara srishti. Jiva srishti is, individual's creation is, likes and dislikes. It is Jiva srishti that causes the problem. One by was asked this question, which of the teachers that you have at school you don't like? He said, math teacher. Why? Because she always comes with problems. And expecting us to solve it. Why can't she solve herself? So, it is raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes, that we develop over a period of time, causing us lot of problems. If we remove that there is nothing that I don't like, and nothing actually I don't like, I like that also, both. If you remove that from your life and see what happens. Raga dvesha viyuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atmavashai videyatma prasadam adigacchati. Easiest way to keep your mind quiet is engage in the world with no likes and dislikes. Prasadam adigacchati. The mind becomes placid, quiet, peaceful. So when this raga dvesha is there till the end of our life and we leave the body with that, where does the soul go? That is what is spoken in the previous verse. Two verses, what did he say? This individual soul called subtle body, shariram yad avapnoti, anya shariram yad avapnoti, when other body, after leaving this one, whatever be the body with which I am living now, in which I have developed raga dvesha, these likes and dislikes, remaining as my vasanas, and when I take to the next body, yaccha api utkramati ishvaraha. Here the jiva, when it leaves the body, it is also referred as Ishvara here. It is an interesting thing. Jiva Ishvaryoko Ekaha Eva Bedaha. Between Jiva and Ishvara is only one Veda. What is that? Ishvarasya Upadi Shariram Sarvam. Sarva, the entire world is Vishwameva Ishvarasya Shariram. The whole world is Bhagavan's body. Jivasya tu ekameva shariram. For Jiva, it is this body. I have this body only. But when I leave the body, who am I? I don't have a body. So when I leave the body, I become nobody. And this doesn't remain too long. Immediately, grihitva, what? Shariram grihitva, as soon as I leave from this physical body, I take to immediately another one. Why? Because I have to continue with my raga dvesha. So our Gurudev used to say, when he was explaining this, he said, all of you in the camp, in a PRC, when he was giving lectures. Okay, I am giving you a lecture now, early morning lecture. After, as soon as I finish lecture, where do you go? Annakshetra. Why? Breakfast. So that is where your mind will gravitate you to. Why? Because that is where your liking is now. Anything else will you do? No, you directly go to the annakshetra and I have your food and coffee and all that. Because that's what you like to do. So what we like to do, we go towards that, and whichever body that will help us to experience what we like, we proceed towards that. Grihitva etani samyati etani manasrashtani indriyani, which is said in the previous verse, 7th verse. Prakriti sthani kashrati etani grihitva samyadi goes. Now, when the subtle body leaves this body, cross body, the subtle body plus the karana sharira or the vasanamaya kosha, where, how does he, people say, I don't see him leaving. You can't see it. Why? Because it is like a flower and its smell. Can you see that? Can you see the smell? If somebody brings a flower vase into the room, beautiful rose flower, as soon as that is brought, or jasmine, immediately you get the smell. Can you see it is coming from this flower traveling to a nose? Vayuhu gandhan iva ashayat. Ashayat from the flower, which is holding that smell. Vayuhu gandhani iva. Like the vayu, the air, gandhan, the smell, how it moves, samyadi. Yata vayuhu gandhani samyadi ashayat. Tata idam sharirat, asmat sharirat, anya shariram krishnati. It goes from this body to another body. So that's why we don't see the soul leaving the body. What are the things, those things which it will take? The faculties. Shrotram chakshusparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha. It takes the faculty of ears, eyes, skin, tongue, all the nose, etc. And also mind. Manascha ayam adishtaya. And then what does it do? Vishayan upasevate. Again, continue with the Vishayas. So, now, why this is being spoken by the Lord? Because when I start to see myself, the soul, as independent of the physical body, and the physical body is only a house in which I'm living, I'm not the house, but the house in which I'm living, an abode, which is subject to be rejected by me at some point of time. I got it at some point of time, and I'll reject at some point of time. This is not my permanent abode. See, it is like when you go for some outing or some vacation, you go to some hotel or some other place to live. Do you consider that as your home? You just stay there, enjoy that, and then move on. In the same way, if a person can recognize while living that this is only a shadow, in Vivek Chudamani, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Ichaya Matrameva. It's only chaya, it's only a shadow. So in the next verse, verse number 10, he says, Utkramantam Stitam Vapi Bunjanam Gunanvitam Vimudhananupashyanti Pashyanti Jnana Chakshushah. While Utkramantam, leaving the body, Stitam, while staying, Bunjanam, while enjoying, Gunanvitam, according to the Guna, according to Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika Gunas, your gunas can also be meaning what will prompt you to engage, enjoy, and the objects also will have the quality that you are predominantly having in your mind to enjoy it. See, if my quality of sattva is predominant, I will be attending the satsang here now. If my prominent quality is rajas, or it's a prominent quality is tamas, I'll be listening but lying on the bed. Tamas is there, you can't get up straight and listen to alertly. And you know, sometime when you are talking, you talk, Swamiji, I am in my own. So the objects of the world also have sattva, rajas, and tamas. And a sattvic quality of an object can be enjoyed by you only when your mind is in sattvic condition at that time. If the satsang is going on, if your mind is in rajas, while you are there, physically there, but mind will be thinking about, okay, Swamiji will leave, finish at 9 o'clock, and after that I have a call, and I have one Netflix movie was also waiting. I have to see that, you know, because tomorrow they are going to take away that Netflix movie, you know, I have to watch that till tonight. Mind is where? You are not experiencing the jnanam, which is sattvika, because your mind is not in that mood. So along with that mood of the mind, quality of the mind, gunanvidam bunjanam, utkramantam stitam vapi, while you are leaving also, whatever quality is there, 14th chapter explained that. If you have a rajasic quality, where will you go? Sattvic quality, where will you go? Tamasic quality, where will you go? While at the time of leaving, if the mind is sattvic, then you go to upper worlds. When your mind is a rajasic quality while leaving the body, you will go to manushya world, human world. When your mind is tamasic while leaving the body, you go to adho lokam gacchanti, urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha, madhye tishtanti rajasaha, adho gacchanti tamasaha. Right? So, Utkramantam, while leaving the body, what is the state of your mind? Stitam, while staying in the body, what is your? And while Bunjanam, while engaging in the world. Who sees this correctly? Jnana Chakshushaha Pashyanti. Jnana Chakshushaha means Jnanameva Chakshushaha. Those who have jnanam itself as their eyes. We see with these eyes only. With these eyes, you cannot understand this. Tamas and rajas and sattva, can you see with these eyes? With these eyes you cannot see. But with the eye of the knowledge, oh, now this is sattvic quality. Oh, now comes the rajasic quality. Oh, now this is tamasic. Jnana chakshusaha, one, those who are aware and alert about these, how these qualities of the mind attracted to the qualities of the objects, and how the quality of the mind while leaving the physical body, where it will go, so that if at the last minute of my departure, I cannot develop a sattvic quality or think about good things. So I have to, tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara. Bhagavan says, therefore, constantly you keep the sattvic attitude in your mind. Jnana chakshusaha pashyanti. And who don't see it? Vimudaha na anupashyanti. Men of deluded mind cannot see it. So when you don't see, what is the problem? You continue. Another birth. And this birth is become human, but next birth we don't know. Based upon your quality, if tamas is too much, then you become a cockroach. That's all. Because you're so thinking dark, you don't even need a sunlight. So those dark creatures means what? They love to be in the dark. And they'll come out only in the night. Rats, reptiles, they don't move about in the daytime. I mean, if at all they demote, they'll be in the dark corner of the room. Why? Because they can't stand light. Sattva is not possible. Or if you're too rajasic, too much of rajasic, then lion, tiger. So here, vimudaha na anupashyanti. They don't see it and therefore they live blindly. And that is the condition of most people who do not have this awareness and alertness. So, continuing here in the 11th verse, he says, Yatanto yoginas chainam.
Yatanto yoginas chainam.
Pashyantyatmanyavastitam.
Pashyantyatmanyavastitam.
Yatanto pyakritatmanah.
Yatanto pyakritatmanah.
Nainam pashyantya chetasah.
Nainam pashyantya chetasah.
Yoginah, the men of meditation, yatantah, yoginah yatantah, yatnam kurvantah, they strive hard to become always aware of this, enam pashyanti. Enam means this, enam atmanam. Atmanam, atmanisthitam atmanam. The self, the higher self, that is within the boundary of, so-called boundary of body, etc. Pashyanti, they are aware, continuously they are able to recognize this. Yatanto yoginas chainam pashyanti atmani avasthitam. Within themselves. Atmani means dehe. Atmani in oneself. Illuminating my all activities as pure awareness. So, the difference between, is it not in the case of ignorant person also, this Atman only is there. But since they cannot see, why they cannot see? Akrita atmanah na enam pashyanti. Akrita atmana means avivekinaha. People who do not have correct knowledge and absence of purity of mind cannot see it. Two things are very important. Not only the knowledge, but they belong to the buddhi, but the mind which has the purity. If one of them is lacking, you cannot do it. You cannot see it. That's why in 12th chapter, also in the 7th chapter, in many places, Bhagavan says, Mayeva mana adasva maibuddhim niveshaya. Keep your mind in me and keep your buddhi is also in me. Mind needs to be pure and buddhi must have the knowledge. If both will be there, then they are Kritaatma. Kritaatma means those who have accomplished the both integration of mind and intellect. Akritaatman means those who did not. Akritaatmanah na enam atmanam atmani avasthitam apashyant na pashyanti. Now they won't see. Why? Achetasah. With no chetas, no ability to have control over the mind, the senses, etc. Even though they put effort. Yatantaha api. See, many people who say, oh, I go to all the religious places and then they do the prayer and I do the puja and I do this and that. But their raga, dvesha and lack of knowledge would not allow them to see the presence of the Lord within themselves, even though it is there. So what is the point when you do all these things, all effort you put, but it's all waste. It is like rain water pouring down in the ocean. What's the point? To whom is it? What is the use of that? Often that is quoted as the wasteful engagement. What? Pouring of warm rain. Where? Ocean. Is it of any use? In the same way, when we put efforts which are futile, even though you put a lot of effort, you won't go anywhere. It is said that some, you know, villagers who were ready to sell their produce, they went to the next village, crossing a river. They took a boat and went to the other side. It took a half an hour of boat ride. They were rowing the boat and then going there. And then they went and then sold their, you know, produce, whatever they made here in this village. And then made a lot of money. Friday night, TGIF. They did that and they decided, okay, next day morning we will row back to our village. All right. Night boat, they slept in the boat itself. After then, they started early morning, they got up and still they drowsy, but then started to row and row and row and row. What happened? Half an hour should be the usual ride. They went on rowing for an hour, then half awake. Then they, after some time, tired and fatigued, they looked around. Where am I? Same place. They never moved. What is happening? 1 hour we row and we never reached our village. They realized that they didn't remove the anchor. Yadantaha api, even though putting an effort, why? Raga dvesha. That the what ties us to the world is so strong, how much our effort you put, you won't move an inch. Swamiji, so many years I have been with the mission, chanting and the study, attending study group and kuch nahi ho raha. Kyun? Problem is not in what you are studying. Problem is not even in the effort that you put. Problem is you are not letting go of your attachments and unnecessary worldly concerns and mundane engagements. The mundane engagements is occupying you, mind. Therefore, yatantaha api akrida atmanah na enam pashyanti achetasah. So therefore, Bhagavan says, what is that they see? Those people, yogis, what did they see? He says here, यदादित्यगतं तेजः
यदादित्यगतं तेजः
जगद्भासयति किलम्
जगद्भासयतेऽखिलम्
यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ
यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ
तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्
तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्
आत्मानम् आत्मनि पश्यन्ति इट्स् वाट् ही सेड् बिफोर् दट् आत्मन् दे विल् सी इन् देम्सेल्व्स् आल्सो बट् दे डो नाट् सी ओन्ली देयर् दे सी द सेम् प्रसेन्स् आफ् द सेल्फ् पर्वेडिङ्ग् द एण्टायर् यूनिवर्स् And that brilliance of the self is to be equal to only the brilliance of the sun. Yad aditya gatam tejah. That sun, that shining of shining sun, the illumination that is there, that brilliance that is there in the sun, yad aditya gatam tejah. Because of that, akhilam jagat basayate. It is able to illuminate the entire world. The world that we are in, the sun, one sun is able to illuminate everything. What is the power? Tell me. Power to illuminate huge, not only this, the cosmos, all other planets also. The amount of brilliance that it has, can't even imagine. That brilliance is belonging to the self. And that same brilliance reflected in the sun, moon, yet Chandramasi, but is there in the moon as a reflected form of this same brilliance. And that very brilliance of the sun making every wood in the tree to become potential fuel by instilling the fire element. Fire comes from where? Not from the Akasha, not from the earth. It is in the wood. So in the wood, how that wood has become a fuel because of the presence of the sun extending its tejas to every tree and every wood of the tree, trunk of a tree, branch of a tree, everything becomes a potential fuel. Yaccha agnau. That's why Bhagavan Shiva is said to have the three eyes. Soma Surya Agni Lochanaha. He is the one who has three forms of illuminations. Eyes that are sun, moon and the sun and fire. Fire is here. It shows that. Yaccha Agnau Tat Tejaha. That brilliance. Vidhi. Come to know. Mamakam Tejaha. It's my brilliance. That brilliance, it's not just the light, it is that presence of the brilliance expressing as light, sun, moon, and the fire. It is not only that I am in the heart of everyone, only the yogis can clearly see it and maintain their attention on this. But at the same time, when they open their eyes and look at this world, the whole world is illumined by the same power in the form of the light of the sun reflected in the moon and again in the fire that is ignited or invoked as the presence of the Lord for the sake of rituals. Bhagavan continues to say that not only that, Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Dharayamyaham Ojasa.
Dharayamyaham Ojasa.
Ushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha.
Ushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakah.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakah.
Bhutani Dharayami. Bhutani, all beings, Dharayami, I sustain. All living beings need food. Right? Even a small worm, you cannot see under this microscope, you see, even that worm or small little creature needs sustenance. It needs food. It cannot be the food that you eat. You eat burger, and that fellow eats something else, not burger. In fact, in your body also, there are many beings are there, sitting there, eating what you eat. So those all living beings, bhutani dharayami, how? Gam avishya, bhumim avishya, entering into the bhumi, earth, and staying there as a potential productive, from where the annam, the food is created, and when that the poshanakarta, poshanakarta is the one who is able to give taste to it, but one who is able to create it is the productive presence in the earth, which is called ojas. Now, the difference between Tejas and Ojas, you should understand. Tejas is the brilliance in the form of fire. Ojas is in the form of earthly element. And Poshana is through the water element. Fire, earth, water, these three are most powerful or most essential for any food to be produced. If the fire element is not there, then the creation will not happen merely because of water. And earth element is there for giving the required enzymes and required protein and many other things which are there as the enzymes there in the very seed itself. And the water is that which gives a taste. And when the moon, when it converts itself as the giver of the taste, it becomes Soma. Soma is not directly the moon. Soma is the power of Pushti of the moon. Therefore, he says, Pushnami, Aushadihi Pushnami, Sarvaha Aushadihi Pushnami. How? Somo Bhutva, Rasa Atmaka. Rasa Atmaka means Jala Atmaka. Jala tattva is that which gives you the taste. When dehydrated milk powder, if you don't mix it with water, you can never taste it. You put a milk powder into your mouth. And then water inside the mouth has to overpower that powder, which is dry, earthly element. And then when it mixes with the water, then yeah, you can taste it. So, Gama Vishya, having entered into the earth, Dharayami, I sustain what? Bhutani, the whole world, Ojasa, with the power of Ojas, and also then I enter into the various Aushadis, various plants and other things, and through that Pushnami, with what? Somo Bhutva. With the Soma, which is the moon's power to create taste into the food. So he said, I am in everyone's heart as Atman. I am the light in the sun, reflected light in the moon, powerful presence as the fire. I am the earth which is sustaining all living beings. I am the water which is giving you taste. No, having had the food, when you put it in your mouth and you eat, who's digesting it? The digestive power is there in your heart. That is also me. You can't escape from me. I am there to even digest your food. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva.
Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva.
Praninam Deham Ashritah.
प्राणिनां देहम् आश्रितः
प्राणापानसमायुक्तः
प्राणापानसमायुक्तः
पचाम्यन्नं च दुर्विधम्
पचाम्यन्नं चतुर्विधम्
I am the one is known as Vaishvanara Agni or Jatara Agni, the Agni that is there in the Jatara, in the very stomach of yours, and that which is able to, capable of doing Samanam. Samana means to digest. Samikaranam Samanam, to able to digest. So, अहम वैश्वानरो भूत्वा प्राणिनां देहमाश्रितः अन्नं पचामि. अन्नं पचामि मीन्स ऐ डाइजेस्ट. पच मीन्स टू कुक आल्सो. व्हेन फ्रूट इज वेल राइप इट्स कॉल्ड पक्व. पक्व मीन्स राइपंड फ्रूट. पका, यू डोंट यू से इन हिंदी में वो पक्का है. पक्का मीन्स व्हाट? It is ripened. Kacha hai. It is not yet ripened. So the pach means to cook. But here it means to digest. Even if you, Swami, I eat only salad. Salad means what? Not cooked. Who eats that? Human beings, when they eat, it work. The body has to work extra to digest that, because if you have already cooked and then eaten, it is easy for the stomach. If you don't cook and eat, extra work for the body. So that's why it creates gas in some most people who cannot have that. At much of Vaishvanara Agni is not there, it will not get digested. It will take more time. The more time the body sustains the food, the more gas it creates. So as we age, you should eat more of the cooked food and not the uncooked ones, because the Vaishvanara Agni is not that active. So, annam chadurvidam pachami. Chadurvidam annam. What are those? That which you bite and eat, that which you swallow, that which you suck, and that which you lick. So, bite is like a nut, etc. You bite it and eat. Then you chew, eat like that of the rice or roti, etc. That is, you swallow. And then you drink the juice, like, you know, as a, like water, more watery. And like ghee or this honey, etc. You lick it and eat. So these are the four types of food. All those food, how do I do the digestion process? Prana apana samayuktaha. Prana is that which comes from outside to inside, and then apana is that vayu that is going from body to outside. So prana and apana, between prana apana is the samana. So prana is the air that is coming down along with the food. See, when you eat the food, if you close your nose and eat, you cannot eat. Try to swallow your saliva after closing your nose completely. Try, all of you. Try. Try to swallow by completely closing. Try. You can't. Right? You're not trying. Try. You cannot take the saliva in. Why? Prana is necessary. The air has to go along with your anything that you take through the mouth. Otherwise, it won't go. So, prana is that which is enabling the food to go inside. And apana is that which is making the food to get out of your body. Now, in between that is the digestion process. Prana apana samayuktaha annam chadurvidam pachami. So many details. So I am there as Atman. I am there as the power of the sunlight, reflected power of the moon, the power of the fire, power in the earth, power in the water, in the soma, making it all nourished. In you also as a digestive power. Where is Bhagavan, Swamiji? Kaha hai ne? Kaha nahi hai? Batao. Where is not? Bhagavan explains in this chapter clearly, where am I? Again, he is reiterating one more this. I am not anywhere else, in your own heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta.
Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha.
Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha.
Vedaischa sarvairahameva vidyah.
Vedaischa sarvairahameva vidyah.
Vedanta krit veda videva chaham.
Vedanta krit veda videva chaham.
Sarvasya hridi aham sannivishtaha. I have entered in the heart of everyone. Sarvasya. He doesn't discriminate. How about African Swamiji? Everybody. Asians, Americans, yes, Russians, even Russians. Everybody, whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not. Sarvasya. All animals, living beings, everyone. Sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishtaha. So hridi here means the core of being, not the heart. Huh? I ask the people, okay, if the doctors say, oh, without the heart functioning or the brain functioning, you cannot live. Is it so? Yes. Show me the brain in the tree. There is a heart in the tree, pumping out. Where? Me? Is it alive? Yes. Where? Show me. It doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have a brain. Many of the human beings also, they don't have this too. They live. How about a plant? It doesn't have that. Then it is not alive. It is alive. Otherwise, it won't produce flowers and fruits which you eat. So, you know, it is unintelligent to say that a physical heart should be there or physical brain should be there, then only there is life. Bhagavan says, don't be so stupid. My presence is there in everybody. Hridi here does not mean any physical pumping heart. Hridi means the core of one's own being. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. Mattaha, from me alone, smridihi jnanam apohanam. Memory of your past, which is coming in the form of vasanas, making you engage in the world, that is because of my presence. You gain knowledge, that is also because of me. I forget, that is also because of me only. Thank God you don't remember everything. It'll be a problem then. What you forget is also because of me. Mattaha sridhi jnanam apohanam. So the knowledge is also from me, memory is from me, and even if you forget that knowledge or forget your, that is also me. My presence is there in all beings equally. In fact, sarvaihi vedaihi, by all the Vedas, what you should know is me only. Ahameva vedyaha. Through the Vedas, if you don't listen to me, if you are not looking for me, those Vedas are only for loud chanting. That's all it is. And some people, they love chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. And if you go and ask them, what are you chanting? I don't know, this is what I was taught. So these Vedic mantras also are used for invoking the divinity within us, and with the divine presence, we must meditate upon the highest. That we don't do. Chant and eat and go home. Even when you go to a temple, lot of chanting going on, the prayers and all that, and what people are waiting for, when is the prasad? अरे आफ्टर चैंटिंग माइंड हैज बिकम क्वाइट, सिट एंड मेडिटेट, दैट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट जॉय. वेदांत कृत उपनिषद कृत मीनिंग आई एम द वन हु इज क्रिएटेड द वेदांत द हाइएस्ट फिलोसॉफी ऑफ लिविंग. वेदविद एव चाहम, आई एम द वन हु इज द नोयर ऑफ ऑल दैट इज सेड देयर इन द वेदास. Meaning the Vedas themselves is considered as the abode of God, abode of Bhagavan. That's why Vedanta, Vedas are also considered as holy as God himself. Then they, many places they keep the Vedas in the altar itself, because it has to be worshipped like that of Bhagavan, because it has the knowledge of the Lord. Now, this chapter also talks about the, because it is Akshara Purushottama, Purushottama Yoga, this one is. And Purushottama means one who is Uttama Purushaha, the one who is the highest adorable deity. Keeping the mind in that highest adorable deity, Purushottama, all other things should be understood as temporary and subject to constant change. Therefore, you are introducing that Purushottama here. द्वाविमौ पुरुषौ लोके,
द्वाविमौ पुरुषौ लोके,
चरश्चाक्षर एव च,
चरश्चाक्षर एव च,
चरः सर्वाणि भूतानि,
चरः सर्वाणि भूतानि,
कूटस्थोऽक्षर उच्यते. We read the next one also. Uttama purushastvanyah.
Uttama purushastvanyah.
Paramatmetyudahritah.
Paramatmetyudahritah.
Yo lokatrayamavishya.
Yo lokatrayamavishya.
विभर्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः,
विभर्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः.
There are two kinds of purushas here. See, in Sanskrit there are three persons. First person, second person. And we call it in English also, first person, second person, third person. Right? So, I is the first person in English and many other languages also. You is the second person, and the he or she or that is third person. This is how it is. I, you, that. I, you, he. But in Sanskrit, it's very interesting. Third person, second person, and first person. How is that? So, Pratama Purusha is that third person. Dvitiya Purusha is in front of me. Uttama Purusha is me. I is Uttama Purusha. Dvitiya Purusha. Pratama Purusha. Pratama Purusha is he, she, that. You is Dvitiya Purusha and Uttama Purusha. So Uttama Purusha is what? Aham. Now, taking only the two things which we already know, which we can experience, what are those? Dvau imau purushau. Two are there. Let us forget about the Sanskrit third, second and third and third, first person, all that. Here, first to start with, there are two things. One is called ksharam, subject to change. Aksharam, not subject to change. So, what is ksharam? Sarvani bhutani ksharaha. All living beings are ksharaha. Ksharaha means kshayam gacchati, ksharam gacchati idi ksharaha. Ksharaha means that which decays, that which changes, that which disappears at some point of time. So you and I, physical body, are referred here as Sharaha. Shariram Kshameva. The Shariram is Kshara. The body is subject to decay and death. So all things made of matter is Ksharam. All things that are made to be matter is Aksharam. Which is Maya Shakti, Ishwara Shakti, that is referred here as Kutastaha. Kutastaha, there's two meanings to that. Kuta Ivasthitaha, Kute Sthitaha. Kuta Ivasthitaha means remaining unchanged in the midst of the change. Another meaning, Kuta Sthitaha, means that which is remaining hidden. So Maya is that which is the creative power of the Lord hidden in all creation. Therefore, it is called Kutastaha. And that very Maya, the power of creation, is sustaining the entire creation as though by itself not changing. Let us look at the law of gravity. Law of gravity is there because of which only you are unable to sit down on the floor. Now, can you see it? It is always there, and we take it for granted. That which is always there, which makes the entire creation sustain itself, many laws. It is one of the laws I am talking about. These laws of nature are also considered as the Ishwara Shakti. That Shakti is unchanging while all other things change around it. That is Maya. That is Kutastha. So here to be understood as Sharaha Sarvani Bhutani. Anything that is changing is Sharam. And then the law that makes the change possible is Akshara. Kutastha Aksharaha Iti Uchate. Now the third one is Anyaha. Other than the Maya, other than the created world, what is that? Uttama Purushaha tu Anyaha. The third Purusha is different. And what is that? Paramatma iti Udahritaha, known as Transcendental Self or Paramatma, Supreme Self. And what is it, does it do? Yaha Lokatrayam avishya, having enveloped, covered all the three worlds, meaning Bhuhu, Bhuha and Swaha. Lokatrayam avishya, Ishwaraha, Saha Ishwaraha, Avyayaha, Bibarti. Bibarti, he sustains. Sustains both creation and the power of creation. Both. So that is why in Vedanta we say that Upadana Karana, Nimitta Karana. So Nimitta Karana is the skill to produce. Upadana Karana is material that can be used to produce. Both of them are the powers of the Ishwara only. So here we have to understand both Ksharam and Aksharam are, both are under the control of the Ishwara. The Maya is the Akshara and the Jagat and the Jivas are the Kshara. And Ishwara sustains all of both of them. Therefore, Ishwara Logatrayam Avishya Bibarti is sustaining it. So, continuing here. Yasma Ksharamati Toham. Aksharada Pichottamaha. Atos Miloke Vedecha.
Atos Miloke Vedecha.
Pratita Purushottamaha.
Pratita Purushottamaha.
Now, this Paramatma, which is also Ishwaraha, Uttama Purushaha Anyaha Paramatma. ईश्वरः लोकत्रयम् आविश्य बिभर्ति. He spoke, Krishna spoke as though it is not him, but then he clarifies, that is me only. That Ishvara which I am talking about is me only. That's why he says, Yasmat ksharam atitaha, aksharadabi atitaha, uttamaha aham. Yasmat ksharam atitaha, aksharadabi uttamaha aham. I am the one whom I referred as the one who is lokatrayam avishya bivarti, who is different from kshara and akshara. So first of all he says as a third person, then says comes back to himself only. So the Ishvara, you know, he is the controller of maya and the creation, who is beyond the kshara and beyond the akshara, me. He is pointing out to himself as a third person, then comes back to him. Therefore, ataha, loke vede pratitaha asmi. Therefore, in the loka, in the world also, or in the Vedas which describes the entire creation, etc., also, aham pratitaha asmi. I am very well known. As what? Purushottamaha yadi pratitaha. Therefore, I am referred as the Purushottamaha. So, this particular chapter, main topic he brings at towards end only. After having explained so many other things, and then brings the main point here is, I should be understood, O Arjuna, by you as Purushottamaha. And this knowledge of Purushottama, when it is clearly understood and maintained as in awareness all the time, that anything, that everything that I experience in the world is subject to constant change and death, and there is a power called Maya which is making all these things possible, but the Ishvaraha is one who is within me as Ahatma, in the sun as this brilliance, in the moon as a reflection, in the wood as the fire, in the earth as the energy, in the food as the taste, in my own body as the agni that digests the food, it is only one. It is that Ishvara. And who is that? That is Krishna. So, this when you understand the whole connection, Bhagavan says, if you maintain this understanding constantly, yo mam evam asam moodah.
Yo mam evam asam moodah.
Janati purushottamam.
Janati purushottamam.
Sasarvavid bhajati mam.
Sasarvavit bhajati maam.
Sarva bhavena bharata.
Sarva bhavena bharata.
Iti guhyatamam shastram.
Iti guhyatamam shastram.
Idamuktam mayanagha.
Idamuktam mayanagha.
Etat buddhva buddhiman syat.
Etat buddhva buddhiman syat.
Krita krityascha bharata.
Krita krityascha bharata.
Evam, in this way, whatever I described now, yaha mam janati. He who knows me as what? Purushottamam idi janati. Mean knowing me as the Purushottama. Purusheshu uttamaha. Dvavimau purushau, he said, kshara cha akshara, and I am uttama purushaha, sharatsya atitaha, sharat adidaha, aksharatavi adidaha. Iti purushottamam aham veda or janati yaha, he who knows me in this way, he becomes sarvavit. Saha sarvavit, then he knows. Even if you study all the Vedas and if you don't know this, what's the point? Vedescha sarvehi ahameva vedya. What is to be known? Purushottamam eva vedya. through the Vedas, study, etc., what is to be known is me. Because why? Aham Vedantakrit, Aham Vedavit. Earlier he said that I am the one who created the Vedas, Vedanta. Also, if I am not known, study of all that thing will be of no use because it doesn't touch your own life. Yaha mam purushottamam janadi asammoodaha, without any delusion, without any confusion. Saha sarvabit. And what does he do? Mam sarvabhavena bhajati. With all his devotion, he cannot but Krishna meva bhajati, Purushottama meva bhajati. Namaskaroti, bhajati, dhyayati, he will meditate, he will sing the glory, kirtanam karoti, he will do the japa of the Lord, and he will do upasana of the Lord. He will remember me as sarva bhavena, with all devotion. This is the guhyatamam shastram. This is the most secret thing I reveal to you, Arjun. Idam guhyatamam shastram idam uktam maya. That's what I spoke to you. E anaga. I spoke to you because you are sinless. Your mind is pure. Arjuna, that is the reason why I am ready to reveal this to you. If I tell anybody else who do not have the trust in me, faith in me, belief in me, such a person, even after listening, there will not be any yadantopyakrudatmanaha na enam pashyanti. Even as the mind is impure, even if he puts a lot of effort, a lot of studies, will not remain anything because matta smritir jnanam apohanaj. I'm only making them able to maintain whether they will be able to understand and retain this knowledge at all or not. Etat buddhva buddhiman syat. Buddhiman ho jaye ho jaoge. You become a man of wisdom now. Etat buddhva, knowing this alone, you will become man of wisdom. Buddhiman syat. And then also, you become kritakrityaha. You become so fulfilled in your life. There's nothing more to be known. This jnatva sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. One who knows this, knows everything. That way he said sarvavit bhavati. Such a person become man of complete knowledge. There is no more confusion in life. There is a constant reverence, devotion, love, surrender, faith. Such a person lives in this world with the total joy of being with the Lord all the time. So that is the beauty of this Purushottama Yoga. So we completed this. Let's do the last one, which says, Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yogo Nama Panchadashodhyayah. We must remember this. That's why Gurudev said, keep repeating these verses again and again in your mind. Abhyasa yoga yuktatma. The person who has taken the yoga of abhyasa, he says in the chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, 8th of Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday also we had a discussion on that. Abhyasa yoga yuktatma. Na anyagamina manasa bhaktya. Bhaktya na anyagamina, one who is, my mind is not deviated by anything. Such a person, he'll reach me only. All right, if you have any questions, we can take it up now for 10 minutes, 15 minutes we have.
Anybody has questions, please ask.
So everybody has understood everything so well. No questions. Yes, Kiri.
I have a question. Sometimes when I think it was chapter or verse maybe 11 that brought it up. People get discouraged and they just feel like, oh, I'm never going to be that person that sees the self and it slips away. What's the first thing you would say to do? I mean, I know it's that your mind isn't, my mind, anyone's mind isn't purified. What do I do? What's the first thing?
So as I said in the beginning itself, we must detect the likes and dislikes that we have. You know, where are the things that, what are the things which are occupying my mind to keep the likes and dislikes very much alive? People, being, things like that, which are holding me captively. Either I'm thinking about things I like, which I want to repeat again and again, or bitter memories and experiences which I don't like, I don't want to repeat, but keeps coming back to me again and again. So with constant attempt to overcome that, by knowing that these two are obstacles in my path, obstacles to my own peace. When I keep thinking about my own likes and dislikes, there is no way I can move forward. So, likes and dislikes have to be overcome. And that can be overcome only when we realize that they are obstacles, number one. Two, when I am busy with that, I don't have time for anything else.
Thank you,
So, when is
Swami.
the time for meditation? When is the time to do, think about God? There's no time, right? So engage consciously in study or reflection of the books that you have studied or lectures that you have heard, leaving aside the mind's usual habit of thinking about brooding over past likes and dislikes or anxious about what's going to be experienced for, by you today or tomorrow, day after. There's no other shortcut.
Thank
Nobody
you.
can take it away from you. I cannot take away likes and dislikes from you. Nobody can do it. Each one has to do it. So that's why I'm going to speak about Anil. I will speak, I will have the Panchamrita shlokas during the time when I come there.
Okay,
Those
Swami.
4 days, Monday through Thursday. So we'll do that. So those, you know, 4 or 5 verses which are selected this year for us to reflect on, they are very beautiful, and I will explain at that time also.
Swamiji will be here April 6, 7, 8, 9. He will be speaking on Panchamrit. And then 10th,
5, 6, 7, 8.
I think, and on the 10th, the day before the
9, not 10.
Hanuman
So
Havan, he will come
5,
again.
6, 7, 8, 9. Correct. Sorry. 6, 7, 8, 9.
7,
10th
8,
is a
9.
preparation. 11th is the event. Yeah.
10th is the preparation for the Hanuman Havan. And then 11th, we will have the vast Hanuman Havan. If you are not registered, please register, and it will be a wonderful event where we will do 108 havans, kunds for Hanumanji
Hanuman Chalisa.
and Hanuman Chalisa on April 11th. So the week before that, Swamiji will be here.
Okay, any other question? All right, so we'll then.
Hari Om, Swamiji. So on the same subject, all the pairs of opposites, don't they all stem from just the basic likes and dislikes?
Correct. They are also
Yeah.
called pairs of opposites. Yeah, correct.
Correct.
Now, pairs of opposites also include, they apparently contradict each other, like day and night, light and
Right.
heat and cold, etc. So they are not necessarily likes and dislikes, but they are by nature contradictory to each other.
Right.
So, for example, darkness and light, they are there. They are called the Dvandva Samuha, or the world of dualities. Now, You cannot say they should not be there. They will be there. That is Ishvara's creation. So if there is only darkness, you will be miserable. If there is only light, right, also you will be miserable.
Right. Yes.
So they have to be there. Only heat, you will be miserable. Only cold, also you will be miserable.
Right.
So they are the Ishvara creation. He created in such a way that you go through both. But what right. you, we create out of that is Ragadvesha.
So yeah. we have liking and disliking. So I have a liking for cold weather, disliking for hot weather.
But
so,
if it is always hot, then you will not be liking it.
That's right. Correct. Yeah. So right.
Bhagavan made sure that only if certain places are always hot and certain places are always cold are there. But then people don't feel like living too long there, you know.
Correct.
Because there is only no light at all. People live in the darkness all the time, 6 months darkness. Right. What is that called? The poles.
Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland or Greenland, both are same, it looks like. But anyway, so these.
so, that is our land.
So those people in the pole, they will be miserable. There's no sunlight
yes.
at all. So,
yes, correct.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kasyat Dukkha Bad Bhavet, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.